I'm standing here outside the P. Diddy trial.
Okay, so my plan was to go to the Diddy trial and ask people questions like, is it wrong to convict Diddy during Pride Week? And if male prostitutes charge by the inch? Because if so, then I would only need to do one job.
What time you think they're coming out?
Then without realizing it, I somehow stumbled onto the top story of the day.
So you're working with the defense attorney.
I found myself interviewing someone from Diddy's defense team with a scrum of like 10 actual reporters surrounding me and all filming, trying to get in on the story.
Nobody besides you ever going over there.
Really?
Mainly because I just walked into the area that you're not supposed to and started bothering people.
I was wondering if press could pop in there, have a couple of words with the jurors or something like that.
You can't do that.
And then a guy from Diddy's defense team decided for some reason it would be a good idea to talk to me.
You said you've seen the freak offs with your own two eyes.
And things got pretty wild.
What's your job in the trial? Are you a...
I'm working as PDM for one of the attorneys that's on his, on P. Diddy's side.
Okay.
All right, so...
So you're working with the defense attorneys.
Right. I just think that what y'all hear on the news and what you actually see in the trial is two different things.
What am I missing?
One of the things when it came to the young lady, what she was saying, but at the same time, she say that she has an appetite for some of those activities. Okay, but when you consent to that and you're a consenting adult, makes a whole different ball game for things.
Are they detailing the freak-offs?
But what freak-offs? That's what I'm saying. If you got consenting adults, you know, let me give you an example. Hugh Hefner was what?
Old.
He owned the Playboy Bunny Mansion.
Okay, yeah.
And then when you went there, you went in this thing called the Cave, right?
Did and you ever go to the Cave?
Yes, I wouldn't be telling you. So when you go in the Cave, what happens in the Cave, stay in the Cave. But Hugh Hefner had what you call a bunny plane, right? So he went around the country. He vetted some of these girls, and no one said nothing when he was bringing these underage girls here.
Were you there with the underage ones?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, no one said anything. So why are we saying something where this man had a party and you had consenting adults? I didn't see one underage girl get on the stand yet and say he did X, Y, and Z. I heard a bunch of adults saying this is what it was, and it's like a gossip contest.
Were you there when the male prostitute, the Punisher, went on stage?
Oh, yeah. I know him personally.
You know the Punisher?
Yeah, I know him personally. That's the one who had on all the black things.
How do you know the Punisher?
He's related to somebody that I know.
So he was selling penis pumps and dick pills and stuff like that.
Right.
And he said he had trouble getting it hard when Diddy was yelling at him, right?
Right.
So how was his testimony?
Consenting adults. I'm going to say it again. You know, what do we need when you have consenting adults at a party where there's sexual activities going along, as they would say, like a swingers party, you know, where a bunch of swingers be at? Same thing, contrary, right? This is what she said. She wasn't no gun pointed to her head. She was at this location willingly. You understand? Okay, and then she had a ulterior motive, correct?
What's the ulterior motive?
She wanted her career to take off, right?
Have you ever been to any of the freak-offs?
I would say possibly. You understand? But I say it was called you. You had a lot of powerful people that... let me not use the word powerful, but you had a lot of people in the industry that was there.
Was it Ashton Kutcher there when you were at the freak-off?
Well, there'd be a lot of people there. You're talking about a venue that's probably double size as that, so you never...
Wait, he has a huge... There was like a gymnasium freak-off?
It's like in the establishment, the venue, you know, is a very big location. So when you go there, you don't get to see everybody that's there.
You stay to your northeast corner of the freak-off.
Yeah, you don't just go in there and you say, oh, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. You hear a lot of the things that is being said at the trial, but you never see what happens when the high-powered attorneys start executing a cross-examination of these individuals. You find out it doesn't add up to what they've been saying.
Because you were there. You said you've seen the freak-offs with your own two eyes.
It doesn't really, but it's nothing, like I said.
Remember the lube?
Label it whatever you want.
Was there as much of lube as people said there was?
I don't know. I haven't
seen it. Well, you were there. Were you slipping and sliding or no?
No, No. I think that's an over-exaggeration and embellishment.
It might have been a bit of lube, but you weren't slipping all over the place.
It wasn't nothing what they saying. No. I think that's a little bit of exaggeration.
You're saying there was a couple bottles, maybe?
You know what? Like I said, when someone comes to my house and they look inside my medicine cabinet, you're going to see some baby oil up in my medicine cabinet.
You got a couple bottles. Yeah, remind you of the good old times.
Okay, so you sit up there and we can make it out to be more than what it is, but it's not always what it is.
Were you ever at any of the freak offs when the Punisher was there?
Yeah, you see a bunch of people there.
You and the Punisher crossed paths a little bit. Did you have the same problem as him with getting it up?
No, come on, Doc. We have the same problem. Good one. I'm from Africa, brother. So, you know,
you're saying you're bricked up.
We don't have no problems getting that up. African motherfuckers just, all right? You know, maybe the white guys have a problem, you know.
You're saying the white guys had more of the problem than the freak
out. Y'all hold it like this. We hold it like this.
Yeah. Right? I actually hold mine like that.
No, stop lying. No, you don't.
Okay,
no,
pull our dicks out right now, then.
No, you don't. You know.
Did you want to do a dick measuring?
No, we don't do that. You're taking it somewhere else. You was behaving.
You're the one that started saying you have a huge hammer.
Good until you got an audience.
No, I didn't.
Now listen.
To be fair, you're the one that started saying your hammer's bigger than mine.
Very much so. That's a proven fact that white guys can't handle with black guys. You know that. You know, you come on. Let's be.
Well, the Punisher's biography says otherwise.
But do you see what I mean by what you hear and then what say? You see how you just over-exaggerated?
It sounded like you over-exaggerated the dick size.
Okay, no. Well, listen, whatever it is, bro, you cut him. Now I'm going to cut you off. And talk to the hand now. Okay, I got to go.
Why are you here? What is your name?
I got to go. That's not important.
How's it going in there?
Said he's working with the defense.
You're working with the defense?
Yeah, somewhere along the line in there.
Are you a jury consultant?
Huh?
Are you a jury consultant?
Maybe.
Are you a presbyter?
Yes, I am. And I see.
That's
look
right.
Nice, your picture is
nice. Oh, thank
nice.
You.
It's nice. What agency are you
I'm with Hughes Nation.
You're on the defense, right?
Right.
Do you mind saying who you are?
No. Okay. It's not. I can't do that.
Right. He was at one of the parties, though.
Okay.
I was actually here first
if you want to get technical.
No,
yeah.
You were here first. I was interrupting you.
All right, I'll tell you what. This is a serious case. We don't want to hear about penises. Right?
Well, tell that to him. He was bragging.
Can I just get my interview, and I'll get the hell out your way?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to be here.
Okay. Me and this lady right here,
Laura
Ingalls, we're going to do it over.
And what is your role?
I'm with the defense. That's all you need to know. Let me ask you a question. When you hear defense attorneys, what comes to your mind?
All right. Well, you're part of the team.
So all right. Then. Okay. That comes to your mind.
Okay.
All right.
Chew
him up when we done. Why you so hostile?
Trial is like what's his name? Forrest Gump said, life is a box of chocolates. When you go to a trial, you just never know what's going to happen. When it comes up.
Did you ever see Tom Hanks at one of the parties?
You know, did you see Tom Hanks
as you,
at one of the parties?
As you...
Wait, as you I could slide in.
Okay, let me go. It's been a pleasure.
Wait, hold on.
I think it's fair to say at this point, if that's what Diddy's law team looks like, he is cooked.
The fuck? Nobody besides you ever gone over there.
Really? So you're saying I'm the first person who went over there and started interviewing
guy
people?
Who, yeah. The first guy who actually created an atmosphere for us. It always got to be someone special. So you... was the first special guy who stepped over there and I just want to applaud you for that, man.
Thank you.
I mean? You know, you're bold, man. That's a bonus right there.
I might do it again, to be honest.
That energy to say, you know what, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to meet this guy.
I'm a journalist, yeah. I'm going to get the story, whatever that takes, yeah. If they want to arrest me, they can arrest me.
You see all these big news? None did that. Nobody did that. Everybody wait for them to come here, and then when they come here, they just call.
So you're saying I put on a journalism clinic, basically?
Bingo. And keep it up, man. I'm proud of you, bro.
To be honest, I think I might be getting a little too deep out of my realm right now. I have a very surface-level knowledge of this case, and I am currently the centerpiece of the entire journalistic organization. Innocent or guilty?
Guilty. I'm not sure.
He's guilty.
No, you already put your vote in.
$500 million and you locked up in jail. Look at that behavior.
You think that some of Diddy's behavior might have been problematic?
Who you know got locked up before they got $500 million? Legitimately.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay. And now that you got that out, going to go again and try somebody else?
He's charged with RICO.
Yeah.
He's charged with 2 counts of ex-trafficking.
Yeah.
And he's also charged
and
with...
And the trafficking is the guys.
And the tuition. The pros of the tuition.
Say that again?
Prostitution.
Prostitution.
Yeah, prostitution. So he got those two charges as well. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, is what they're proving. You know, they're trying to use some of the bribery things to establish some RICO elements. They're using some of the Cassie with the escorts and this next victim with escorts and Turks and Caicos, all these things, trying to maybe establish some of the traffic.
He's saying, I would never wear a fucking Free Diddy shirt. I'm saying I'm in the middle. I don't see a slam dunk as far as RICO. I don't see it. I don't see RICO. I don't see kids at the party. I don't see GHB. I think Sean Diddy Combs is just guilty of being a terrible human to other humans. Also, I want to say what he has done to Sean Barrow, that situation, that was wrong in my eyes, in my opinion. But as far as the legalities, Diddy need to walk out right now.
Is he coming out soon, you think?
If Diddy walks out right now, all he got to do is repent. All he got to do is repent, say, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me, forgive me.
This is the feds right here. When the government put their grips on you, they're not letting you walk out of here. He's not gonna walk out of here. That's a fact, okay? He's not gonna, if Diddy walks out of here unscathed with no, all the charges is dropped, do you know what that means? That means that every PIMP can go ahead and overturn their case based off his case right there. And also, that means it's total havoc for women and men out here if he gets free.
I said, Diddy gonna not only be free, based on the legalities, it's not a slam dunk.
He is responsible for Tupac being unalive. Kim Porter, you talk about Craig Mack, you talk about Andre Arell, Heavy D. What do all these people got in common with the exception of Craig Mack? Because Craig Mack had AIDS. Brain aneurysm, heart attack, or pneumonia. That's what they all passed away from. Heavy D, brain aneurysm. Andre Arell, heart attack. Kim Porter, pneumonia. And then guess what? And we don't like to talk about this. The coroner who did the medical examination on Kathy White, Jay-Z mistress, who was about to come out and say, listen, I'm pregnant by Jay-Z. They killed her, and that same coroner was the same coroner that did the medical examination on Kim Porter. There was two coroners on Kim Porter. The first one detected foul play. Instead of him calling the police, he called Diddy and said, listen, I detect foul play. They got rid of him and got another medical examiner. That first medical examiner is dead now. Y'all ever seen this movie, Eyes Wide Shut? Go check it out. That's real life right there. That's what the fuck be going on with these people. They be going out and having sex orgies and drugs and all types of stuff. And if you talk about it, they'll kill you.
Oh, who do we got here?
Like,
who's that guy?
His son, Kristen.
Those are his sons. Want to make a statement?
Those are his total sons. That's the whole point we're all here.
You calm down.
You know, we don't need the energy right now.
You calm down. I'm not your family. I don't know you.
You don't get it, bro.
I don't know you.
Okay.
Things are getting heated.
We could get acquainted though. Nah, hold on. I got something for you right now. Hold on. Watch this. Right across the bridge. I'm gonna show you something. Right across the bridge. If, yeah.
Don't say that too crazy on the phone. The camera's out here.
What happened there? You got into a bit of a Donnybrook? No?
This is motherfucking people. Who that?
Johnny.
Playing Mama Combs.
Now you see what it is, homeboy. Now you see who.
Are you guys hoping for that Trump pardon? You guys hoping for the Trump pardon?
Shut it down.
You know who that guy is?
Yeah, he's Diddy's family.
Oh, he's Diddy's family?
Yeah, so you look for him, yeah.
It's another day, dog. We got to focus, we got to work, we got to stay on point. That's it.
Thank you. That's it. You guys thank you, you.
Thank you, and I love all y'all. Thank y'all for so much for always coming out here, showing up, being respectful to the family. And y'all a great bunch of guys, man. That's why I talk to y'all.
Thank
I appreciate every last one of y'all. Thank
keep
you so
it
much.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, y'all have a safe weekend, and I see y'all Monday, right?
You never seen this interview on Chris
Cuomo? No, I never saw that.
You get a chance, go look it up.
Yeah, okay.
Best friend?
Maybe go see what Diddy's best friend's saying.
Don't touch me. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time. I dare you.
Not a happy camper in the free puff shirt?
I got two relatives out here. Miss Flip, Mama Flip, my in-law.
The Diddy trial.